The fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of
Islam. إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins.
What does Maha Ramadan mean to us?
This is Dialogue, a program on the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan, as you all know, is the blessed and honorable month when the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy are open. It is the blessed month when forgiveness is easy to gain, but only if we take our steps in this direction. The holy month of Ramadan, the great month when the doors of hell are closed, a beautiful, a blessed, an honorable month, a month where we return towards the Almighty Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, a month where we gain our provisions for our journey towards the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan, where we establish a connection with our loving, nurturing Lord, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah, exalted and glorified is He. The holy month of Ramadan, the greatest of months, the most honorable of months. This month in which we can return towards Allah. This month in which we can reconnect with Allah. This month in which we can gain the provisions for the hereafter. This, the holy month of Ramadan.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله عليكم بالصوم فإنه محسمة للعروق ومذهبة للأشر.
Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم stated, fasting is incumbent upon you, for verily it severs the roots of desires and removes wildness.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are honored to be able to be living and breathing and fasting in and worshiping in the holy month of Ramadan, this best of months, this best of days, and this best of nights, and the best of hours, where even our breathing is considered to be the worship of Allah. One of the things that is very important that even throughout the year we must make sure that we do in our lives is this idea of respecting, being good to, and loving our parents. Yes, sometimes as teenagers and even sometimes as middle-aged individuals, we tend to not be good towards our parents. We tend to disrespect our parents. We tend to emotionally hurt our parents, we tend to disobey our parents, and sometimes we tend to become angry towards our parents. And it is interesting, this is not just talking about a young child, you know, 5, 6, 7, or 8, or a teenager, 17, 18, right, 16, or even an individual who's young, middle age, 24, 25, 26. But even in our older years, it seems like we have a tendency to not give due love and respect to our parents as much as we should. It is interesting, but even in the Holy Quran, Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, has ordered people to be good to their parents, whether one or both of them attains old age. You know, sometimes when our parents are young, we have a tendency to be patient with them, but when our parents get older, we lose that patience. So one of the things that is very important that we can do in this holy month of Ramadan, and we should do in this holy month of Ramadan, and we should continue for the rest of the year, is to try our best to improve our relationship with our parents, no matter what our age is and no matter what their age is. And not only improve our relationship, but try our best to respect and love our parents. And if for some reason, God forbid, our parents have passed away, then we can always send them good deeds, whether it is in the recitation of the Holy Quran or giving alms and charity on their behalf. Either way, we should remember, love, and be good to our parents. And this holy month of Ramadan is surely a beginning. This is Dialogue, the holy month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Haidar Jafar.
So what will this month teach us? This month we should be looking for these aspects. One is sabr, patience. One is sabr, right? This is to be patient. And patient at the grievances, the stomach pains, and all these things that we have to go through. And also that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we swim against the tide. The world is swimming in one way, away from Allah, we swim against the tide. It is hard to swim against the tide. Those who are swimmers will tell you, it is very hard to swim against the tide, but you can go towards Allah. And to be considerate of others, this is where the idea of Zakat al-Fitra, the Sadaqat, all this in Maha Ramadan is highly recommended. And whether we will be successful or not, the question is that it is an ongoing process. And this is something where we get closer. Look at something else whereby this is a month or for an occasion of gratitude where we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah say in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 185? شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. Ramadan is the month in which it was sent down the Quran as a guide to mankind, also clear signs for guidance and judgment. So every one of you who is present at his home during the month should spend it in fasting. But if anyone is ill or on a journey, the prescribed period should be made up by days later on. Allah intends every facility for you. He does not want to put you to difficulties. He wants you to complete the prescribed period and to glorify Him in that He has guided you, and perchance you shall be grateful. The operative words are that you should complete the number of fast and exalt the greatness of Allah for having guided you, and that you may give thanks. So the purpose of Maha Ramadan is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has guided you towards Him. He gives you another opportunity to get closer to Him, and once you get closer to be Him, to be grateful to Him.
يا أول كل شيء وآخر يا إله.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. كل شيء ومليك يا رب كل شيء وسانع يا خالق كل شيء ووارثه